This week, I'm talking to Tony Crist. He's talking online gaming, travel goals, and why Facebook thinks he's trying to impersonate Jesus. Stay tuned.
And now, it's 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to 10K Saturday. I'm Allison Burns, and we are on location at Cineview Studios with the Tony Crist.
Christ. Yeah.
I always say Christ, and then I think you're correcting me. Is it Christ or
no,
Christ?
No, it's really Christ.
It's Christ.
Yeah, but people like to say Christ.
Because it's spelled Christ.
Yeah. You said silence phones.
I know.
You didn't even follow your own.
I know. Lulu's going to be mad. Okay, we're back. Everything has been silenced. We are ready. Is it silenced? Uh-huh. Yeah, everything's silenced. Now we're ready to go. All right, so I'm here with Tony Crist. It sounds so reverent now. Christ. Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm part of the church.
That's right.
It's no coincidence.
It is no coincidence. Yeah. Tony and I have known each other for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because Hannah was not born yet, right? Did you meet me when I was pregnant with Hannah?
Definitely.
So it's probably been like closer to 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we started singing in church together.
Yeah.
Tell everyone, besides being an amazing singer and a drummer, Tony's a really good drummer. What else do you do in your free time?
Well, I work at a privately owned studio where I teach drum lessons. I sing at two different churches and sometimes play drums. And I'm a co-owner of the Fight Factory, which is a video game tournament for competitive fighting games.
That's right. And that's getting off to a good start.
Yeah, it is.
You guys made a little profit, right? For the first time on your second gamer thing or something?
It's getting there. It's getting to a profit.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, Tony is an amazing gamer, you guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah.
Like, and other you're stuff. Really good. Oh, and other stuff.
Other
I think
stuff
I've
too.
Only heard about the Mortal Kombat.
That's the one we're doing for now.
Okay.
But we're going to branch out into other stuff in the future.
So if people want to find you on these platforms, where can they, if there are gamers out there, I don't know if gamers listen to my podcast, that'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
Where can they find you? Is there like a social media presence for the Fight Factory?
There is. We have a Twitter. We have a Facebook. I think that's it.
Is it called The Fight Factory?
Just The Fight Factory.
The Fight Factory.
The Fight Factory.
All right. Guys, find The Fight Factory, connect with Tony, and if you're a gamer out there, maybe you can challenge him.
Yeah. Well, you could come to one of our tournaments and test your might.
Ooh, your might.
If you know Mortal Kombat, you know that reference.
Oh.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, I like that.
I was like, ooh, I like that saying. You're like, yeah, everyone who knows Mortal Kombat.
You don't get it.
I don't get it. I'm out of the loop, guys. Well, thanks for joining me here on this lovely afternoon here at Cineview Studios. Again, we are live, hence the live sound, guys. We're going live with the snowball mic. Yeah.
I'm familiar with this.
Yeah, yeah. So it's what you use to game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So we have a few questions for you, my friend. The first one is, what is your current obsession?
Fighting games. Yeah.
How often do you think, or how many hours do you think in a week? I don't even know how many hours there are in a week, but okay, let's just say a day. Like on any given day, in a 24-hour period, how much do you think you're playing or gaming? Something with gaming.
Actively playing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say around 4 or 5 hours.
Okay. Four or five hours a day. That's as much time as I spend on Facebook, so.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's your favorite game to play?
Right now, probably Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Dragon Ball
FighterZ. Have you heard of that series, Dragon Ball Z?
No. Oh, wait.
You have?
Yeah.
Everybody's heard of
that. Everyone's heard of that.
Yeah. It's the game version of that. Most of the characters from the series are in that game.
Okay.
It's like you're fighting with those characters in the game.
That's cool.
Yeah, so people who love the series, it's like dope for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so obsession is fighting online.
Yeah, I'm very competitive.
Do you talk to people? Do you wear the little headset?
No, not really. I don't do what Chris does.
Yeah,
he likes
guys.
To really get into it, and I'm just like...
you guys, my husband plays games with Mr. Tony Crist, And but he talks to people. Yeah. It's so annoying.
I think it's hilarious.
It is funny, but not when I'm like sleeping. Like, oh, yeah. I have to turn my noisemaker to 100 so that I don't hear him like be like, "Oh, what are you? Oh, what's happening?"
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like his thing, guys. It's so weird. Anyways, that's cool. It's funny because you have a very different personality, so I can see like how you'd be like, "Nah, I just like to fight and win."
I try to calm him down, but I just, yeah. You know, I'm like, we don't have to.
Yeah.
We don't have to like talk.
Yeah, you're like the yin to his yang or the yang to his, I don't know which one's better, but. All right, cool. So second question, what's on your wish list?
Well, I want to travel.
Yeah.
Because I haven't traveled a whole lot. I mean, I have, but not to places that I really want to go to.
Yeah. So just travel in general.
Travel.
Make some bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always my wish list.
Yeah. I know you like to travel.
So then going into our next question, if you had $10,000,
yeah.
An extra, and you have to spend it on yourself, where would you go somewhere?
Yeah.
So you'd use it to fulfill the wish?
I think we'll go to an island of some sort, mm-hmm. like Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, who wouldn't want to do that?
I know.
Or, like, somewhere vastly different from here, like Japan.
Yeah.
Just to experience the culture, see what it's like.
Yep.
Difference in lifestyle.
Yeah. Ugh.
How was Hawaii?
Hawaii's great.
Was it what you thought it would be?
It was, but it was also more. Because we went to the Big Island and we drove the whole thing. And I was really shocked by, it's Kona.
Oh.
It's the bigger island.
Okay.
I was shocked at the ecosystems. Like, we drove the entire, like, around the whole thing, which took, like, I don't know, 2 days. But, you'd be in the rainforest, and then all of a sudden it looks like the desert. And then all of a sudden it's, like, really cold, and then all of a sudden it's like, it was really weird.
Wow.
How it changed so drastically.
Mm-hmm.
But it was beautiful, and it's so surreal being in, like, you know, you're in the middle of the ocean. Yeah, so travel.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii, I love that.
Yeah. Okay, if I have money left after that.
Yeah, you might.
definitely, like, new music equipment.
Okay.
Like a drum set, like a decked out acoustic set. Maybe, like, a recording mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I already have a piano, so I don't need that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Build up a little studio.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, too. That's
yeah.
a really good way to spend money, because then you could actually make money, probably.
Yeah.
Turn it around. Investment.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, if you had $10,000 to give away,
yeah.
is there an organization, or is there a person, a place?
I think I would try to split it up if I could do, like,
yeah.
help out family and friends
mm-hmm.
first, and then donate to an organization like Shriners, because I love what they do.
Yeah.
Helping kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, check out our blog. We will have a little link to the Shriners organization.
Ooh.
So that way, if you feel generous, every little bit counts.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that. Is there anyone in particular, family and friends, that you'd feel like, oh, they deserve this?
I don't know. I can't think of anybody at the moment, but, like...
Go through your phone.
No.
You're like, huh, I have extra 10 grand. Who do I want
like
to Venmo today?
No. Like, if I knew somebody at the time was in, like, in desperate need of, like,
yeah.
help,
yeah.
then I would want to help them out.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I always say that. I'm like, man, I wish I had more money, and I think I'd be very generous
yeah.
in my brain. I'm like, I would just, whoever needs help. That's awesome, though. It's lovely.
Going to Hawaii again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Extra 10 grand.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, and we always end our podcast with one question, and it is, what's your happy?
Well, my sister brought this to me today, this coffee.
Aww.
She likes to do that. She gets off of work, and she's like...
I haven't met your sister.
You haven't?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you might not have.
I don't think so. Wait, tell me the whole story. She just surprised you with it?
Well, she likes to, when she gets off work, she likes to ask me, she's like, do you want anything from, you know, like anything to eat? And I'll be like, yeah, every time.
Aww.
Yeah, so I was like, give me coffee. She's like, okay. Yeah.
So cute.
She's really sweet.
That's a good happy.
Mm-hmm.
I love when someone surprises me with food and or coffee or alcohol.
Or alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great happy. What kind of coffee did you get?
Mocha iced latte.
An iced mocha latte.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good midday pick-me-up.
It is.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great happy.
Yeah.
Tony Christ.
Hi, Hyphenated.
We should just put parentheses. What were those people back in the day that got in trouble for lip singing? Criss Cross. Do you remember them?
For lip syncing?
Yeah.
No.
It was this band. It was called Criss Cross. It just, oh. I think that's what they were called, with K's. Anyways. It reminded me of that. Criss Christ. Yeah. Guys, you should check out Tony. Do you have an Instagram?
No.
You don't?
No.
You have a Facebook, though. You probably don't want people following you on your personal Facebook.
I don't care.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I don't care.
You can find Tony on Facebook.
Yeah.
At Tony.
Tony. It's Christ, but the T, when I made it, I couldn't put the T in because they thought I was trying to impersonate Jesus. So, I don't know. Like, they just wouldn't let me put it in there. So, it's just Chris.
Wait.
Yeah.
When you tried to make a Facebook account, you tried to put the word Christ.
Yeah.
Or Christ.
Yeah.
And they would not let you put the T.
No.
Because they thought you were trying to impersonate Jesus Christ.
That must have been what it was because they just wouldn't let me put it in.
That is hysterical. Yeah. So, it's just Tony Chris.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
All right. So, guys, you can find Tony on Facebook at Tony Chris.
Tony Chris.
With the silent T. Or you can follow the Fight Factory. Make sure you check out all of those handles, and we will have all of this as well on the blog. Tony, thanks for stopping by and spending 15 minutes or so with me.
Thank you for having me.
This little slice of life.
Yeah.
I always love getting to know my friends a little more, so definitely. This was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Guys, we'll see you on Wednesday for another full episode of 10K Dollar Day. And this week, we have a special guest Googler. You don't want to miss it. Bye.
Goodbye.
That was 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu. And don't forget, with friends like us, who needs amenities?